In today's crowded world, it's sometimes hard to get heard. And sometimes you need a little extra push to be heard. That's where Manila PR can help. We specialise in online radio and press for independent bands, with prices to match, and have been doing so for the last decade. So if you have a noise to make, make it with Manila. Visit manilapr.com now.
Here are some handy tips and information regarding your hospital bedside TV, radio and phone service. TV channels 1 to 5 are free to use at certain times every day, so check your screen for details. To help you keep in touch with friends and loved ones, outgoing calls are also free all day, every day, to landline numbers that begin with 01, 02 or 03. Radio channels can be listened to absolutely free at any time of day. If you would like to access a paid service, such as our wide range of TV channels, Sky Sports, our great range of films, or just need a little internet access, then you'll need to buy a bundle. If you just need access to basic TV services, including channels 1 to 5, prices start from as little as £1.50 per day. If you are after a broader range of content, then prices start from just £2.50 per day. Terms and conditions apply. To find out more about bedside entertainment services and find a bundle to suit your needs, just pick up the bedside phone and speak to the friendly Hospedia customer care team. They'll help you find the best deal. And remember, to contact Hospital Radio, just pick up the phone and dial star 800.
Absolutely. Okay, well, we have reached the time where we can welcome back live to the production after a brief sunny sojourn, hopefully, that ace nutritionist, and indeed in association with pharmanor.co.uk. It is Dennis the Chemist. Good morning, Dennis. How are you?
Good morning. Very well, thank you.
Brilliant. Okay, so pollution factors in Israel, not too bad, or were they pretty difficult, or is it a case of diesel, or is it a case of, oh, I don't know, we're all in one planet, what's happening here?
Well, Every day I'm cutting up newspapers and driving my wife mad for 45 years cutting up newspapers to see what's going on in the world with regard to health. And yes, one of the things I'm mentioning this morning was to do with diesel cars, drivers of diesel cars hit by new pollution charge. This was an article where it said, drivers of diesel cars could face a £10 daily toxicity charge if their vehicles are more than 11 years old in a bid to cut air pollution. This was in London. London's Labour Mayor, Sadiq Khan, wants to bring in the fee from next year for vehicles entering the capital's congestion charge area. It would apply to cars, vans and lorries with diesel engines built before an EU emissions standard came into force in 2005. About 9,000 such vehicles a day are estimated to be affected. Now, Mr. Khan said air pollution, which causes an estimated air pollution causes an estimated 40,000 early deaths a year across the UK and had to be tackled nationwide. So it's not just in the capital they've got the problem with this air pollution from diesel cars. And he said the scheme could one day be rolled out to other cities. Those understood to be considering similar clean air zones include Birmingham, Leeds, Southampton, Nottingham and Derby. Many motorists bought diesel cars in response to then Chancellor Gordon Brown's 2001 Dash for Diesel, which sparked a major change in British motoring habits. He slashed duty on diesel and reduced company car taxes because the fuel reduced carbon dioxide emission, even though diesel produces more toxic particles than petrol emissions. In fact, Jenny Bates, who's the Friends of the Earth's air pollution campaigner, said, road traffic is the biggest problem for air pollution, and diesel vehicles are the worst of all, which is why calls for a new Clean Air Act must include the phasing out of diesel. She goes on to repeat, diesel fumes and air pollution causes lung cancer, and 40,000 people die early in the UK each year from dirty air, and many more lives, including huge numbers of children, are blighted by asthma and lung infection. So that was one thing that caught my eye, how so many things, where people are living longer. We have many, many buildings and homes, public buildings have central heating now. Some places in the summer have air conditioning. People are living longer, but the problem is, as you live longer, we're all more exposed to illness because we're living longer, and the human body becomes frail, more frail, frailer as we get older. And just one of the things affecting people is this air pollution. I can link it in a way to another article that was in the Manchester Evening News. This was yesterday, Thursday, July the 7th. There was a big article on page 22. City, the city of Manchester, but it does mention other cities, tops the list for heart attacks and strokes. And it says, you are more likely to die prematurely of a heart attack or stroke in Manchester than anywhere else in the country. Recent NHS data shows that 372 people in the city aged under 75 died of cardiovascular disease. They're not said whether that's a day or a week, but when you read the number, it's obviously not a year. They must have missed something out there. Because the figures show, the latest available figures from 2014, 142 people per 100,000 die prematurely of conditions including coronary heart disease, strokes and heart failure. This is nearly twice the national average number of deaths, which is 73 deaths per 100,000. And Manchester's got 142 deaths per 100,000. It mentions at the end Blackpool, Blackburn, Corby, Oldham, Leicester, Barrow, Hindburn, also featured in the top 10. So strokes, heart attacks, lung cancer, there's many problems affecting the people of this island, Great Britain. And it made me think in my day-to-day work in my pharmacy here in Manchester, where on July the 19th, I will have clocked up 51 years in the same pharmacy. But I'm happy to say that it's not been like a job. It's been like a hobby, in a way, because I've enjoyed learning new information to help people maintain a better health. And these articles I've just read out now about diesel cars hit by a new pollution charge because of all the lung cancer in non-smokers because of the particulates, the little black bits that are in diesel fumes. And then reading about where I'm living, Manchester, the highest heart attacks and stroke deaths in Great Britain, and all those other places I mentioned, which are having also problems. And in the top 10, Blackpool and Blackburn and Corby and Oldham and Leicester and Barrow, etc. So what Pharma Nord products came to mind when I'm reading about lung cancer, heart attack, strokes. Well, let me give you the facts. Great Britain, this island, has the lowest levels of the world's rarest mineral, which I mentioned many times before. The world's rarest mineral is called selenium, S-E-L-E-N-I-U-M. And Pharm & Nord make a product called Seleno Precise, a precise amount of selenium, a very small amount, because you only need a very small amount each day. They've made a tablet with 200 millionths of a gram. So we call that 200 micrograms, not milligrams. 1,000 times smaller than a milligram is a microgram. And you only need 200 millionths of a gram, 200 micrograms, this tablet, Seleno Precise. Now, why do you need in Great Britain, why do we need to take this tablet each day? It costs 10 pence a day. The reason is that when the planet formed 4 billion years ago, this area, Europe, but in particular Great Britain, we got in the soil, we have the lowest levels of the mineral selenium. And until we joined the common market 40 years ago, we were getting our wheat from Canada. And the Canadian soil was giving the wheat some selenium. So we were getting 67 micrograms a day. Now, if you live in Venezuela, you get 350 micrograms a day. North America get 250 a day. Japan get 200 to 400 micrograms a day. And we were getting 67 because the wheat was coming from Canada. And then when we joined the common market, they said, brothers, sisters, don't bring your wheat 3,000 miles from Canada. We're 21 miles across the sea. Get your wheat from us. We've got sunny clime. We've got wheat growing in Italy and Spain and these European countries. But we didn't realize that their levels of selenium were only in the 50s numbers of giving us the selenium. And it brought our 67, which we were getting from the Canadian wheat, to the lowest levels as a country in the world. All the people listening and all the 65.5 million people walking about Great Britain, we're only getting now 31 micrograms a day. And you need it to make 25 selenium proteins. And it gives you protection. In fact, one of the things, I'll say it immediately before I tell you the 25 pathways, selenium actually traps things like cadmium, which is another element of all the elements, calcium and iron and titanium and rubidium. There are 100 elements that the world, that the universe is made of. And cadmium is one of them, but it's a poison. And it is in the fumes from cars. And you can trap it in your body and stop it damaging you if you've got enough selenium. And you only need 200 millionths of a gram. Selenium Precise, this white tablet that you take one a day. And it traps even mercury. I mean, in England, we still use mercury fillings, which is one of the most poisonous chemicals known to man. In European countries, they banned the use of mercury in fillings, but we still use mercury fillings, and it can leach out slowly as the mercury filling slowly dissolves. In fact, if you ever need a mercury filling removed, if it's going to be drilled out of your mouth, you must always remind your dentist to put a special bung to stop the mercury that he's drilling off, not to stop you swallowing it. Otherwise, you're going to get a very, 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 very lot of mercury, maybe a year or two's supply of mercury. You're going to swallow it in 1 second from all the drilling. So always always make sure that the dentist has put a protection in as he drills the mercury. But selenium traps cadmium and mercury. It doesn't so much remove it from the body, but it makes it inert. So you can see how important this mineral selenium is. And the 25 known proteins that you need to make from selenium, and listeners to this program and the other 65.5 million people on the island, all of us have got low selenium, just from when the planet was formed 4 billion years ago. This selenium is needed to make 25 selenium proteins. I'll rattle off 7 of them. Thioredoxin reductase selenium protects your heart. Glutathione peroxidase selenium number 1 protects your joints against wear and tear and arthritis. Glutathione peroxidase selenium number 2 protects the male sperm. The sperm tail, there's a lot of infertility in Great Britain. 4 couples in 10 have problems. And one of the reasons is that the sperm tail needs selenium to protect the little engines of the tail called mitochondria to give it the strength to swim to fertilize the egg. And without the tails working properly, it's very hard to get the lady's egg fertilized because it's got to swim up the fallopian tube to fertilize, to meet the egg and fertilize it. And so you have better fertility rates. Trials have been, the statistics have been worked out in America, which is a massive country, thousands of miles across, and they plotted a graph showing that in high selenium areas, there's much better fertility than low selenium areas. So that's just one, that's just another of the selenium proteins. Selenium K protein protects your kidney. Selenium M for muscle protects your muscle. Selenium N for nerve protects your nerves. Selenium S for skin protects your skin. And those ladies who are on thyroxine tablets, which is about, I think, 250,000 ladies in Great Britain because they've got an underactive thyroid, and thyroid gland is an important gland, one of the many glands in our body. We have the pituitary gland, the pineal gland, the thyroid gland, the thymus gland, the pancreas gland, your adrenal glands, the ovary glands in a woman, the testes in a man, and all these glands talk to each other, and this is the way our body works. These are the endocrine glands, and there are professors of endocrinology who understand the actual relationship between all these glands. And as you move down your body, the pineal gland, the pituitary gland, and you come to the thyroid gland, and that needs selenium because selenium has to be turned into an enzyme. It's a bit of a mouthful, but I'll rattle it off. Selenoiodothyronine deiodinase. You need to make, everybody needs to make selenoiodothyronine deiodinase. What a mouthful. That substance that you need to make will convert your thyroxine hormone made in your thyroid gland into that's called T4, and it has to be converted into the active form, T3. And ladies in particular, there's usually more ladies than men with underactive thyroid glands. In order to do the conversion, whether you're making it yourself or you're a patient on thyroxine, a little white tablet, in order to convert that little tablet, T4, into the active T3, you need that enzyme, selenoiodothyronine deiodinase. And because in England we have the lowest selenium in the world, as I say, we only get 31 micrograms a day. So if you take a Seleno Precise, you can then make that pathway work much better. And the T4 can become the T3. because one of the problems of an underactive thyroid, you'll get ladies presenting when they go to their doctor explaining that they don't feel well, and they feel tired, they feel depressed, and they seem to be overweight, even though they feel they're not eating that much, and yet they're overweight. And one of the reasons these three things I've mentioned is an underactive thyroid. So taking the thyroxine tablet is correct, but with England having the lowest selenium in the world, by taking a tablet of Seleno Precise each day, which only costs 10 pence a day, then you can convert the T4 into the T3, and you can get a much better result with regard to your depression, your weight, and your tiredness. One of the things I was reading before to you was about the Manchester. This city tops the list for heart attacks and stroke deaths. And it brings me on to another of the PharmaNord products linking with selenium, which is Q10, a substance made in our liver, which we make less of as we get older. Q10 is found in mackerel, sardines, peanuts, so it's a natural substance made in food, but most of it that we need is made in our own liver. It is made in every cell in our body, but our liver makes the most. And as we get older, we make less and less of this substance called Q10. The PharmaNord brand, and in Denmark, where the PharmaNord range is made, it's the only country in Europe where, by Danish law, all the health food products, whoever's making them in Denmark, have to make them to pharmaceutical standards. So I, as a pharmacist, I enjoy the fact that all the PharmaNord range, the bioquinone Q10 gold capsule, 100 milligram strength, the Seleno Precise, and all their other 48 products are all made to pharmaceutical standards. So when you give people who are having heart problems, when you give them Q10, when people have angina and you give them Q10, when people have chronic fatigue and you give them Q10, there are so many illnesses and problems of life that can be helped if you take bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram capsule, because this is giving you a greater blood level of Q10. I've been taking bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram PharmaNord capsules for 25 years. I put my mother on it. She lived to 92 and did all the bookwork for my busy pharmacy here in Manchester. VAT, wages, tax codes, A and B, statutory sickness benefits, maternity grants, holiday entitlements. She did all that work up to her death at 92. Obviously, she was like a young person. She had no Alzheimer, no dementia. One of my uncles was taking bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram. He died last year at 99. And also, he lived in his flat. He had no dementia, no Alzheimer. One day when I went on the outside of the building, they'd put a lock to get the key out. The code was his birthday, 1916. He would have been 100 this November, and he died at 99. So I typed in 1916. The little metal door came off. I got the key. I couldn't get the door to go back in. I went in the house. I said, "Uncle David," I said, I must have broken your gadget." And he said, "No, yeah." I said, "I can't get it back in." He said, "No, you've got to put the code in again to release the mechanism, and then you'll get it in. Do you understand?" And I said, "You'll have to excuse me." This was 2 years ago when he was 97. I said, "You'll have to excuse me. I'm an elderly gentleman of 73, and he was 97.
Well, there you go.
And he just laughed and
there
said,
you go,
come
Dennis.
In and have a cup of tea.
Precisely. As we said, if the monkeys are still producing magical music with good times in the 70s, then there's no reason why we can't continue to progress that. Dennis, fabulous as ever, moving from car pollution to the ubiquitous.
And I was just going to say, in the trial, when they gave Q10 and selenium together with 400 elderly people aged 70 to 88 over 5 years, the death rate from a heart attack dropped an unbelievable 54%. Wow. And they were using Pharma Nord's Bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligrams strength and the Seleno Precise tablet.
Splendid. And, of course, pharmanord.co.uk is the best go-to website to find out details with respect to that. So, Dennis, I take it you've had another worthwhile mini-lecture with us on the programme today?
Well, every time I'm reading the newspaper cuttings, I'm thinking so many people could be helped if they knew the knowledge of the Pharma Nord 48 different products. Mm-hmm. For so many health problems, they can help people.
And, of course, when next you return, we'll know the real question vexing so much of Europe. Will Portugal or France win in the European Championships? Will you be back with us again next week?
I'm going to Portugal.
Ah, oh, there we are. Right, excellent.
I fancy Ronaldo delivering the goods.
Or as I like to say, the human meerkat.
Thank you.
Offering prestigious accommodation, ensuite facilities and high-quality care for residents provided 24/7 by qualified nurses and carers, Roseville Care Centre provides the perfect home for its residents' emotional, spiritual, social, physical and intellectual needs. A purpose-built residential care facility in the heart of Ingleby Barwick, Roseville is a care centre which provides facilities to accommodate elderly residential and nursing service users, offering both short and long stay accommodation, as well as respite and daycare. To find out more, please telephone 01642 308188 88 or visit our website, rosevillecarecentre.com. Roseville Care Centre. Care to call us home.